Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Another opportunity for the Dubs to get a win and continue to show the urgency that they have to this point on the homestand, although they're going to have to do it more shorthanded than they've been as Andrew Riggins remains out and Klay Thompson also second of a back-to-back is not going to play tonight. So the Warriors are going to have to do it if they're going to do it with another starter out and somebody subbing in, whether it's Kuminga or Moody, to that rotation.
Yeah, and I'm looking here, JD, for whatever it's worth. The Jazz are the 9 seed right now, with the Warriors being the 10 seed. The Jazz,
it's a game.
Yeah, Jazz 4.5 games back from the Nuggets. The Warriors 6 games back. They're 19-17. The Warriors are 17-18.
And it's also, I believe, the final time of 3 that the Warriors and Jazz meet this season. There's a couple of teams in the West that you only play 3 times. The Jazz are one of those. I think the Warriors only make the 1 trip to Salt Lake City, the game that they tricked away 3 weeks ago tonight when they had the 4-point lead with, 13.3 seconds to go. So it becomes a tiebreaker game if you're into that sort of thing.
That was the reason.
Because they'll only be 3, so there won't be a split.
Right, and that was the reason, and I know ultimately, the training staff, nobody else cares about this. But that was one of the reasons I thought there was a chance Klay might play. And I know it's the doubleheader, and we don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah,
but
not after 38 minutes.
That was the reason, just because you know Klay wanted to get his get back on that game. But not going to happen. Going to have to get some more Ty Jerome threes, some more Anthony Lamb threes. Somebody's going to have to score and make sure that the Warriors stay on the right track here. I did want to talk about, you know, that top rotation, JD, when you look at the 5 starters.
Sure.
And then the 7, obviously, would be DiVincenzo and Jordan Poole. I guess Kuminga would be your 8th. And if I'm not mistaken, the Warriors at times ran out as many as 9 during the finals last year. Yeah. Ultimately, the big miss here so far, and I'll say this again, this goes to show how good Jokic was last season. Because Jamichael Green was getting legitimate minutes on the Nuggets last year. And Jamichael Green, I don't know what is not clicking for him, injured, things like that. That's the miss right now. That's the miss. When you look at, okay, GP2 is gone. Otto Porter Jr. is gone. Bjelica is gone. GP2 was the most irreplaceable. We get that. Otto Porter Jr., I know he had a bunch of offensive rebounds. He's hit some timely threes. I get that. But with DiVincenzo, I think, okay, you might not get the whole GP2 experience, but he's doing a good bit of it, right, as of late. Then you also have Kuminga, who I think is going to start to come into his own. The big miss here is what I think everyone felt, and then not to say that he can't come around, the big idea of what Jamichael Green would be to this team. And it's just been a miss so far.
Yeah, they thought he would be, I think, closer to, in a different way, the production that maybe Otto Porter gave
him. Right.
Different
right.
players, a little older mm-hmm. is Jamichael Green, and not as good a shooter. So I think, you know, I'm not sure that the Warriors really, I think they believe they would get more. I think they probably knew that they weren't going to get what they got out of Otto Porter. Mm-hmm. I think they thought, in signing DiVincenzo, that he wouldn't give them exactly what they had from Gary Payton II, because Gary Payton II's unique. And I've mentioned this a couple of times. I think the way they've tried to use Kuminga has been a little GP2-ish.
Yeah, right.
You know, hey, here is you're going to guard this player. Go hound him.
Mm-hmm.
Just go get on him. Go try and take him out of the game. You don't have to really think. You're just going to use your athleticism and your ability.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about your rotation and all this other stuff as far as where you have to be. If the ball starts moving, just we're going to put you on a guy who has the ball a lot, and we're going to let you guard him and get into him. And we really think you can bother him doing that. He did that down the stretch against LaMelo Ball. He's mm-hmm. been on primary ball handlers a lot. That's what the Warriors would do with Gary Payton II. And I think offensively, they've tried to stick him closer to the basket, which right. is what they would do with Gary Payton II. Now, he had the ability to drift to a corner and knock down a three if you left him open. I still think, you know, teams are probably going to try to make Kuminga hit it from the outside. Mm-hmm. But I think you look at last night. It was all dunks and drives
right.
for Kuminga last night. It wasn't him looking for his offense. You know, out there trying to get after. Well, he did have the nice floater.
He did have the floater.
End. That was a nice play, and it was a key point in the game.
But what were you thinking when the floater went up?
No, I thought it was he was in rhythm, and it was
yeah.
a good move. Like
yeah.
it fit. But mm-hmm. but making that that's fine if it's part of your game here and there when you're rolling
mm-hmm.
and everything else is going well. Just don't make that the primary thing that you're trying to do.
Right.
And you'll be fine. So
yeah.
I mean, yeah. To me, it was like the big takeaway on Kuminga last night was you saw the dog. Like you saw like the rebound, the ripaway steal. That was a different level of I'm not going to be denied. I mean, almost in a way looked a little bit like, I know people said Iguodala, but to me almost looked a little bit like Draymond last with the intensity.
And that's what he is right now. I think you could find, you know, he is I guess silly putty in a way, and you can mold him into different things on any given day. And ultimately, the Warriors are hoping he could be a combination of all these guys when it's all said and done. And then that ceiling that we've talked about for so long, he could get pretty darn close to it. These were the five main plays. They got the ripaway steal from PJ Washington, the traffic rebound over Plumlee. He gets available for that dunk with Poole when he got by him. Or I think that might have been later, the floater in the ISO versus Hayward, then he cut for another open dunk. So that was what caused Draymond, you know, a pretty, obviously Draymond was hyped up, but Draymond pushed him pretty hard, you know, to let him know, you did your thing, young fella, and that went viral as well. So look, I think that the vibes, if we're doing we do a panic meter, right, for Bonte, sometimes you got to do a vibe meter. And I think the vibe meter at the beginning of the season was in a great spot. Then when we all know what happened, when that went down, the vibe meter went into a terrible spot. It's tried to get back. There have been some moments. You know, it's popped up against the Celtics. It popped up again against the Grizzlies. It was down really low on that trip. Steph goes down. So the vibe meter is starting to climb back to a place where we would like it to be, JD.
Well, and I think the big reason why, and this is why we're talking about this, John Dickinson, Alan Stiles here on 95.7 The Game, in for Damon Abrado, 888-957-9570. The reason we're getting into this is because it keeps coming back to me, one word, urgency.
Mm-hmm.
There's urgency. Jonathan Kuminga played that game like he knew if the Warriors didn't win against Charlotte, that it would completely undo everything that they did against Memphis and put them right back where they were with two games off the board and six games to go in the homestand, right back before they even got home.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you're right back to Brooklyn and New York and getting blown out and 1-5. You're right back to the position you were when you got on that flight leaving New York and coming back home. And that, and to me, that is a tone that has been set by the veteran players, but to see a young player accept that challenge, I mean, that was in a way, and look, he's still got to keep doing it, and Kuminga's been somebody that, you know, once he does it for a few games, I think there's been a little bit of a let up, which is why, as we talked about in the first hour, Steve Kerr's had to pull the reins back and say, hey, you're not going to play as much. If you're going to focus on these things and not bring energy, then you're not going to play. Mm-hmm. And so it's, I think, always going to be a fine line. Like, I know a lot of people are quick right now to say, oh, Kuminga's in. We had Anthony Slater on yesterday when Larry was in, and Slater said, no, Kuminga's firmly entrenched in the Warriors rotation. And I think, yeah, for now he is, but that is contingent on him continuing to play like he did in that game last night.
Well, and I think the reason people like Anthony Slater feel like this, JD, is because, all right, well, I love high school sports. And if you look at high school sports, you got your freshman year, your sophomore year, your junior year, your senior year. To me, this is Kuminga's sophomore year. And as a sophomore on varsity, sure, some sophomores might be ballers, but a lot of them, you're just filling a role. So as the sophomore on the varsity team, that's what Kuminga essentially is. He needed a role. And at the beginning of the season, he didn't have a role, right? They didn't know, okay, short off season, what work did you do? What are you coming in looking like? He wasn't sure what he wanted to do, who he wanted to be, who they wanted him to be. Even in the playoffs last year when he started that game in Memphis and they got their doors blown off and he didn't know what to do offensively because, like you said, they were allowing him to shoot. That, hey, go ahead. We're not going to guard you, you know, anywhere from that's not close to the basket. So I think that now in his sophomore year, hey, you have a role as the sophomore on the team. We're going to need more from you than we did as a freshman, but this isn't, you know, just run around and do whatever you want. Your job is to come in, lock up on D, and take what the defense gives you on offense. If you move around enough, you are athletic enough that you will get opportunities. But you are not necessarily 3 and D because the 3 ball is not there yet. You are a D guy. We're going to pseudo put you in that dunker spot, and yeah, offensively the game is going to come to you. So now I think that's why people feel confident that he's going to hold down this role, because he has a role, and I don't think he had a role at the beginning of the season.
No, and I think, you know, James Wiseman coming along is also something to look at, as far as, you know, he got his first 2 shots last night thrown, mm-hmm, blocked right back at his face,
right,
and he ends up 4 of 5, and he again played competently enough to be a +1. I think that's a small step for James Wiseman, you know, moving forward as far as doing the little things. I mean, that to me, I mean, these guys becoming playable, and look, it's still fragile. Mm-hmm. It's still extremely fragile. They could collectively not play well the next 2 games, and,
right,
and maybe the Warriors lose one of them, and this whole, like, I think the whole season right now for the Warriors is fragile, like
a lot
more than people think.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, we get a lot of the text line, a lot of people call it, it's like, what are you guys worried about? This team's fine as long as everybody's healthy. It doesn't matter what, they could be 40 and 42, it doesn't matter. I'm not buying any of that. Like,
no.
This team at some point, if they make a run in the playoffs, we're going to look back and say in the regular season, at some point they showed us. And the worry that I would have right now for the Warriors is if they don't play well enough now in the next 6, in the next 11 through January, the concern that I would have is maybe one more injury pops up and all of a sudden they say, you know what, we're just calling it off.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean trade everybody, but it just means, and we've seen them do it. You know what, we're going to focus on the development of the young guys. And even that, I think, in a way, you wouldn't be fully comfortable doing, because you still have Steph and Clay and Draymond,
right,
and you almost owe it to them to,
right,
try and be as good as you possibly can.
You're still putting miles on them, and what, miles for nothing?
The Warriors have been lucky in the sense, and this is the first year, really, I think. And I think 2 years ago was a little bit this way, but Clay was not around.
Mm-hmm.
So it is different. And this is the one thing I hope, because I think it makes it fascinating. There's been a couple, like, the Warriors have in some ways had it easy in what their decision has had to be for a particular season. Like last year, it was clear. They didn't know what they had at the beginning, but it was 18-2. It was 30-9. It was 41-13. They're like, damn, this team can win a championship. Clay's coming back. Like by January, for me, it was like middle of November, but by January, everybody was like, hey, they can win it.
And that was their acquisition too, Clay.
Yeah.
Right? So they didn't have to be in that because they knew, all right, well, we're reacquiring Clay.
And they were banged up. So, down the stretch, they didn't play as well. I think it was 22 and 26 or whatever. I think I got the math wrong on that. Doesn't matter. They reached that point and then they didn't win as much. Here's the thing though. They knew last year championship. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, when they won 39 out of 72 and made the play and ended up losing, they knew they couldn't win a championship.
Right.
Like, that was a year where they knew they couldn't win it. The year before that, they were 15-50. They knew they couldn't win it. Right? Curry got hurt. It was over. Clay was already hurt. They had D'Angelo. Like, it was done. Like, they knew. So it was easy. The goal at that point was tank, basically. Right. And they didn't have to actively do it. Because they just were that bad.
It was natural.
And then the season got shut down, and they were one of, what, eight teams that didn't get invited to the bubble, mm-hmm. right? So it was easy. And they didn't want to go to the bubble.
Right.
So it was, anyway. So it was like, it was easy. They were off the hook. So very clear cut what the deal was at that point, and everybody knew. And then before that, it was obviously championship or bust. Going back, Durant. Pre-Durant. Then they were young and up and coming, so obviously you're trying to be as good as you possibly can before that. What I'm getting back to, though, Alan, is this is really the first year where the decision as to what to do hasn't been totally made for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I, they've got everybody, but they're not playing well, and some guys are in and out, and they think they can win it, but it looks like maybe they're not quite deep enough or good enough, or the young players are far enough along and all of that. But to me, it's like, I hope everybody stays healthy enough to where they have to fight for it. Like, I want to see them have to fight for it. I don't want the Warriors to get the easy way out of, well, somebody got hurt and was done for the year, and then we knew they couldn't win it, so nothing mattered. Like, I want all of this to continue to matter to the level that we've seen from their core star players that are active to where they're like, no, if we're going to win a title, we got to start winning games now.
I think that because of last year, I think I'd be more worried about that, JD, if they didn't win last year. When you have a repeat possibility, even the injury, even a future injury that we don't hope happens, anything that happens, as long as it's not season ending for any of the core pieces, I don't think they'll punt. It would have to be one of Draymond.
I'm just saying somebody gets hurt
for the year.
Yeah, I'm just saying somebody gets hurt. Like,
right.
If anyone
is done for the year, though.
Done for the year, done for a significant enough time to where you're not going to be good. Like, mm-hmm. if Steph Curry wasn't coming back till March, we'd already be having that conversation.
We would be.
Yeah. We would. The last 3 weeks would be about that, or 2 weeks, or whatever it is. 10 days. God, I guess it's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah,
feels like it's been 8 weeks.
No,
it's only 2 weeks. Sheesh.
I mean,
it was 2 weeks ago tonight.
It's been a long couple weeks here.
Been a long 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.